Hi, everyone. This is Bob.
And this is Dennis.
You're listening to a show on the Radio Nostalgia Network,
which is also a member of the new Blueberry Network
at blueberry.com. The Radio Nostalgia Network, where the oldies are still young.
Want to thank our GoToMeeting sponsor for continuing to sponsor the Radio Nostalgia Network. You know, these days, whether you're in business or simply want to share something with your friends or family, email or voicemail just isn't enough. That's why you should try GoToMeeting, an online meeting solution that will revolutionize how you communicate with your business associates, friends, and family. GoToMeeting makes it easy to provide training and share information with coworkers, family, and friends. All you need is your PC, an internet connection, and a phone. You invite people to meet you online. Your attendees see your computer on their monitor. Best of all, you can meet as long as you want, as often as you need, for one flat rate. But don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself, free for 45 days. No credit card is required. Just visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It For Free button, and type in the promo code PODCAST. That's GoToMeeting.com, Try It Free button, promo code PODCAST. Try GoToMeeting free today.
Let's now join our featured presentation.
Good morning, everybody, or good afternoon, or good evening, to quote my partner, Milt Larson, wherever you are. You could be any place in this whole darn world and still listening to the Music Museum, and I am your host, with the most, Rasputin, because Milt Larson and the old man, Professor Hockman, are in Hollyweird for a very, very important event. Mr. Larson, Milton, my partner and my dear friend, and his brother, Bill, who unfortunately is no longer with us, are being honored today by implanting on the Hollywood Walk of Fame a star for the Larson brothers, the Larson family, and the Magic Castle. And they will be, as a matter of fact, being a place for magicians, directly diagonally across the street from the star of Harry Houdini, which I thought was quite prophetic. In any event, that is the way that it is. And we wish them great luck and success, Milton, in the years to come at the Magic Castle. And, of course, behind the old Music Museum microphone. I'm getting pretty sick here, aren't I? Hey, listen, we've been playing some up-to-date, a little bit more modern music. We're going to go back to the acoustical days of the early 1900s on this show. And we're going to start off with a song that was very popular. The singer, Fred Wheeler, was not that well known, however. He was so on the records, it simply had baritone with orchestra. In any event, going back to 1915 right now, October 8th to be exact, when this was recorded, the U.S. had not yet entered into the Great War in Europe. But that didn't stop the Americans from adopting one of England's war songs as a favorite anthem. And it was called Keep the Home Fires Burning Till the Boys Come Home. And it was written by Ivor Novello. He was a writer of songs and also of Broadway shows, or British shows, actually. This was a Victor recording, and I'm not too sure if this was done in Great Britain or here in the United States. But in any event, here he is. Frederick Wheeler, baritone with orchestra, doing Keep the Home Fires Burning Till the Boys Come Home.
They were summoned from the hillside. They were called in country found them ready at the tearing of bread. Let not tears add to their hardship as the soldiers pass along. And although your heart is breaking, make it sing this cheery song. Keep the home fires burning while your hearts are yearning. Though your lands are far away, they dream of home. Nation in distress, and we gave our glorious ladies on a pedestal to no rest. Oh, no gallant son of freedom to a tyrant's yoke should bend, and a noble heart must answer to the sacred call.
As I listen to the recording, it actually is rather clear that it was probably recorded in London, because they were in the war, obviously, before we were. Okay, then, now we're going to come to a recording that you probably have never heard before. I have never heard this before, but it was actually inducted in to the NARAS Hall of Fame. And that was the Grammys of the back in the early 1900s. They were the ones that gave the recordings their Hall of Fame category, as we will. This particular haunting ballad by Eileen Newton and Arthur Tate. Arthur Tate went on to be quite famous. Newton, I guess, faded into the sunset. But they wrote this song together. It was first published in 1911 and recorded in late 1914 by the Irish tenor who became quite famous himself, John McCormick. I remember John McCormick when I was a kid. He was really something else. He was, incidentally, on this particular recording, also a Victor recording. And for those of you who are collectors, it's Victor number 64405. And it was recorded again on B15419. So any of you are interested in picking up this for your collection, those are the numbers. At any rate, on the original recording of this song, John McCormick, who was very famous, was listed only as tenor with orchestra. Ah, they did it funny in those days. It was kind of not just funny, but plain old ordinary stupid, I guess. At any rate, here he is, John McCormick, singing a song that won the Grammy. Good. Somewhere a Voice is Calling.
Dusk and the shadows falling o'er a land
night and the stars are gleaming.
You know, back in those days, almost all of the singers sounded just like Billy Murray. But the last two guys are, I guess, exceptions to that rule, because most of them were in shows, theater. And they had to have really powerful, powerful voices because they did not have any microphones in those days, no amplification. So you could hear them out in the street in front of the theater. Okay, now we're going now to a song that was recorded February 11th of 1916, also on Victor. Ernest R. Ball was sometimes called the American Tosti, and who was a composer also. He wrote Mother McCree in 1910 and When Irish Eyes Are Smiling in 1912, both songs that we still listen to and perform today. They were all introduced by the world-famous singer in those days, Chauncey Olcott. And Ball composed these songs, actually a string of famous Irish songs, A Little Bit of Heaven. They call it Ireland. That was the subtitle of that song. That's How the Shannon Flows. And this one, Goodbye, Good Luck, God Bless You, is All That I Can Say. That was not as popular as some of the others that I just mentioned to you, but a wonderful song nevertheless, and recorded by tenor with orchestra. Here we go again, tenor with orchestra. Actually, the gentleman's name was Henry Burr. And this is the Victor recording. Although it was recorded twice on Victor, the composer Ernest Ball actually made a recording of his own on Columbia Recordings. However, I was unable to get one of those. So here's the one by Henry Burr. Goodbye, good luck, God bless you.
You
Well, going back now to early, very early in 1916, there were three very famous composers back in those days that collaborated on this next song that we're going to be hearing. It was Jay Kern. Let's see. I can't remember who the other one was. I'll think of it in just... No, it wasn't Kern. Gene Schwartz. That's who it was. I'm going back on my memory now, along with two other writers, Calmer and Leslie. And they capitalized on just not one, but two trends that were occurring back there in early 1916. The first one was the fad for Hawaiian songs, which had suddenly become very big, and the invention of the transcontinental telephone service, which created one of the true smash hits of 1916, that Billy Murray's vocal version, which was that was probably the best known, and the very famous singer Nora Bays, she had the second big seller. In any event, we're going to listen to Billy Murray right now. Incidentally, I'm looking at the chart here, and the this was also recorded by other famous singers of the day: Anna Chandler, who was a big recorder for Columbia, Dan Quinn for Indestructible Records, and by the then the accordion player Pietro Dietro, in a medley of Victor Herbert songs. This was added to it for some strange reason. I don't have any idea why, because it was not a Victor Herbert song. In any event, this is called Hello Hawaii, How Are You? And I think you probably heard us play this by Billy Murray before on other shows, but you've never known the background. Now you do. Billy Murray.
Captain Jinks one night on Broadway, all alone, read the news about the wireless telephone. Pretty soon his thought began to stray over 7,000 miles away. Then he went and drew a whole month's pay to phone and say, hello, how are you? How are you? Let me talk to Honolulu to ask her this. Give me a kiss, give me a kiss by wireless, please state. I can't wait to hear her reply, for I have to call every little thing I own to talk from New York through the wireless telephone. Oh, hello, how are you? How are you? Goodbye. After he was through his phoning, he was broke. To his friends he started moaning, it's no joke. For the money spent to phone that far, I could buy myself a motor car. But I love her like a real jack tar. So there you are. Hello, how are you? How are you? Let me talk to Honolulu to ask her this. Give me a kiss, give me a kiss by wireless, please state. I can't wait to hear her reply, for I have to phone every little thing I own to talk from New York to the wireless telephone. Oh, hello, how are you? How are you? Goodbye. Hello, how are you? How are you? Let me talk to Honolulu to ask her this. Give me a kiss, give me a kiss by wireless, please state. I can't wait to hear her reply, for I have to phone every little thing I own to talk from New York to the wireless telephone. Oh, hello, how are you? How are you? Goodbye.
Oh, thank you, Billy. As you all probably know by now, Billy Murray is without any doubt my favorite singer of all times. And I guess he still probably holds the record of making more recordings than almost any other living human being, including Sinatra and all the rest. Oh, I wish he were around here today. Would you believe that Billy actually, even though he's back there in the very, very early 1900s, tried to make a comeback in the early 40s? Yeah, not too hot, but he still gave it a shot. In any event, Hello Hawaii, Hawaii features a play on the pronunciation of Hawaii. However, the song that I'm going to be playing for you now, Yaki Haki Wiki Wacky Woo, is just plain gibberish, poking merciless fun at the Hawaiian language. Eddie Cantor, as a matter of fact, was singing this when he debuted with the Ziegfeld Follies in 1917. However, the performers you're going to be hearing right now, Collins and Harlan, had already put their stamp on it as they had made the first recording for it on Columbia Records. Here it is, the comedy team of Collins and Harlan with their version of Oh, How She Could Yaki Haki Wiki Wacky Woo. That's Love in Honolulu.
I've been a roaming, roaming home since I left my honey home. I've never overlooked a bit. Let all come and tell me them yet. I love the gal in Timbuktu and lots of other places too. But to live the hula hula, I met in Honolulu, broke my heart in two. She had a hula hula, hickey hula hula in her walk. She had a ukulele, clicky whiskey whaley in her talk. And by the big Hawaiian moon, beneath the banyan tree we spoon. I've been trying to learn Hawaiian since that night in June. She had a blinky, blinky, little naughty winky in her eye. She had a come and kiss me, don't you dare to miss me in her eye. Beneath the banyan parasol, she couldn't talk my talk at all. But oh, how she could yakky, hacky, wicky, wacky, woo, that is love and Honolulu. Now listen, folks, I never knew what she meant by wacky woo. But I found out and now I know it's the same as okie okie oh in Honolulu. That means love, and that's just what I'm thinking of. But I'm not gonna fool her, I'm gonna Honolulu to my turtle dove. She had a hula hula, hickey bula bula in her walk. And she could wicky wicky walk. She had a ukulele, wicky wicky whaley in her talk. Oh, she could wicky wicky talk and by the big Hawaiian moon. And it's a banyan tree we spoon. I've been trying to learn Hawaiian since that night in June. She had a blinky, blinky, little naughty winky in her eye. And it would really make you cry. She had a come and kiss me, don't you dare to miss me in her sigh. And she could eat banana pie beneath a banyan parasol. She couldn't talk my talk at all. But oh, how she could yakky, hacky, wicky, wacky, woo, that is love and Honolulu.
Excuse me for butting in, sir. I really do apologize for this, but I just want you to realize that I have been sitting in this very hot control booth for 30 minutes now, working very hard, queuing up all of your records, and you haven't once introduced me.
Oh, Casey, I really am terribly sorry. I do apologize. Ladies and gentlemen, this is my engineer, Casey.
How do you do?
That's okay. He hits the talk button and talks to me from the control room every now and then. Doesn't say the brightest things.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, I don't say the brightest things.
Well, you know, that's how I feel. You just sort of chime in.
Chime in, sir. I think that it's chime in, not chirp in. Chime in.
I know. Chime in with some of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
Such as, can I have a raise?
No.
Please?
No.
Okay, I'm going back to my little room now.
Okay, you do. Actually, Casey, I really am sorry.
I know, sir. This is just all in good fun.
Yeah, it is. Okay, I guess, if I'm not mistaken, Casey, sneak in the theme, will you please?
Yes, sir, right now. Actually, excuse me, that wasn't a sneak. That came in really hard and harsh. I'm going to try that again.
Okay, try it again. There it comes. That's it. That's called sneaking it in. Okay, folks, that's it for now. Sorry for all the nonsense. We won't do it again. All right, we'll see you next time. Listen, don't forget to send in your requests and or any comments that you might have to the Music Museum in care of Yesterday USA, 2001, Plymouth Rock Drive, Richardson, Texas, 75081 in the USA. And we'll be glad to accommodate you in any way that we can. Okay? Okay. This is the Yesterday USA Radio Network.